Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was moving down the road in my BA4. I had a shine on my booth. I had my sideburns low with my New York brim.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. He is the chief home officer. He's operating the Worm Cam for us out there on Main Street. He's a sole proprietor, a solepreneur, micropreneur, party of one, home-based, and proud of it, and home-based before home-based was cool. Jeff, thanks again for being here. So what are you dealing with out there as a micropreneur these days?
I got to tell you, one of the things, you know, we often talk about as a micropreneur, and especially in the work that I do, but anybody who really where all the efforts of business fall to the person as opposed to departments within the organization, it's how to keep track of things going on. So if you have a bunch of service calls you have to make, or you have a bunch of clients you're working on, or projects you're handling, way to track them. And so the creatives out there, people who listen to the show who work in the creative industries, whether they're artists, designers, graphic or web designers, writers like myself, project managers of any type, they know some of the products out there, whether it's Basecamp or Workfront, things like that. It's a way to track multiple deadlines. And how do you handle that? And so, for example, one of the things, you know, it could be as simple as a Post-it or sticky note on the wall, which is the most horrible way, because for most people it'll interfere with, they'll lose it in the sea of Post-it notes along with their Post-it note that has all their passwords, which is a total faux pas, but they might have that up there. But one of the things that I do is I've gotten into using Google Calendar, which you know I've used forever,
right.
Along with, for example, a whiteboard on the wall and a whiteboard on my desk to track, you know, constant deadlines. But one of the things I've done, I tell a story from about 2 or 3 years ago where a client emailed me and she said, "So how's that project coming along?" I'm like, "Oh my God, did I miss the deadline?" It's just a simple question on her part. But I thought, "Oh my God, did I miss the deadline? You know, when was it?" I looked in my calendar, you know, on my phone, I couldn't see it. I looked at my notes and I wasn't at home and there was no one at home to look at my whiteboard. So I emailed her and I said, "Did I miss it? What's going on?" She goes, "No, it's not due." And this was like over an hour. I was sweating how to find this out. And I'm so, "Did I miss it?" She goes, "No, I was just asking how the project's coming along." You know, so
right.
I, for example, got into a habit now. Whenever I have a deadline, I put it in my calendar. You can do this
right.
with Outlook or whatever
yep.
your application is.
I do it too.
I put deadline : client name project. So now I can just search for deadlines.
And give yourself a 7-day alarm, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I have it up on my whiteboard, and I have it on a whiteboard beside me. And again, other people might use, you know, there's project management applications called Workfront and Basecamp. Those are just two of them that, you know, especially if you're working with teams, you know, where different people have different elements of a project that
right.
have to be delivered. You know, contractors have applications that
oh,
they
yeah.
use
they've
for
got
the
some,
industry.
Most industries have some kind of a specialized project management systems
yeah, exactly.
that was probably written by a former business owner in that industry who came up with their own and then closed their business and started selling the software.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
exactly.
True.
And you know what? And all of that stuff is you know, born from necessity. And
yep.
so whether in whatever your application, and I say application sort of loosely because it could be some sort of paper-based. You know, I was meeting with a client this week, and how does she take notes? Every note she takes is on a spiral pad.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, see, we're around here, of course, you know, my first technology was a ballpoint pen and carbon paper.
There you go.
But as you know, Jeff, we leverage the heck out of technology around
right.
here. But producing our show, I mean, it's 100% digital except for my original method of programming the show was on a spiral-bound, month-at-a-glance calendar.
There you go.
And guess what? In our 20th year, we have 20 of those.
Wow.
And with
yeah.
all the technology we've added, we still manage the guest, present and future, on the new one every time, and I got millennials who love it. doing this, helping me with it, and they love it. They don't want to move, you know, want to move to something else.
Well, I got to tell you,
so you got to do the best of both worlds, right?
And I was just going to say that using whatever works for you, and as long as it traverses the generations, where they don't come and say, I don't want to use, you know, I want to use my device. Mm-hmm. And you say, well, let's use both. And so they become accustomed to your way. You become accustomed to their way. And
it also has to do with who is going to be contributing to this thing.
Right.
If we were having to deal with this across, the states or across the country or something like that, the paper thing wouldn't work.
Right.
But since it's all in-house, it works. We can move it around the building if we need to. But still, again, there's so much technology out there, but there's sometimes when the old-fashioned ways are not wrong, they're the best way to do it.
Right, absolutely, and it's important that we realize what works and what works for our needs, and I think that's important that we keep that in mind.
But the good news is there's so much efficient software out there for small businesses that give you the kind of power that GM and Exxon had 25 years ago for $50 million, you got it for free today, or maybe 10 bucks a month or something like that. It's amazing all the stuff that's out there.
Yeah, precisely.
So use it, folks. Use the technology. Hey, Jeffrey, thanks for being here. I need your website, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com
and
GotWords.com.
GotWords.com. And if you need help with your words, folks, he's a wordsmith. He's the best. Jeffrey Zabar, thank you for being here. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure.
See
looking
you next
forward
time.
To it.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. See you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.